When I told my friends that I was joining the ski team this year, most of them responded with some variation of, "That's crazy. Why would you want to do something like that?" Most of the non-skiers seemed to view skiing as a haven for workaholics. Even my parents responded with warnings when I told them I intended to join. "Are you sure that's what you'll enjoy? Why not take up something nice, like badminton?" But I was determined to do this, even if it would be a huge challenge.
Oh, well, every day I complain to Mr. Ray, like, "I don't feel like skiing, Mr. Ray," and he's like, "Too bad." So, and then I just kind of like walk the whole time.
So maybe the ski team wouldn't be quite as hard as I thought. Heather's attitude shows just how varied the ski team is. Sure, there are the kids who can't get enough of competitive skiing, like Lauren from the A-team.
I train for cross-country skiing all year round, and so the ski team is just some extra competition, and it's really fun.
But there's the opposite end of the spectrum, too. I found my friends, let's call them Tracy and Shanene, in the hallway during what was supposed to be an E-team practice. Each of them had a slice of chocolate cake, which they told me they got from the front office.
He usually tells us to run for 20 minutes, so we usually go get some cake, and then we go change, and then by the time we get out, it's already too late for practice, so we just go for like 30 minutes, and then we come inside, and then we're done.
As one would expect, most skiers' attitudes fall somewhere between these 2 points. Maybe it's based on which team you're on. The E team, comprised mostly of freshmen new to the sport, are people not too interested in competing. The D, which gets blurred with E because they practice together, but the members race more. And right in the middle is C, the largest sized team with everything between the fastest D-teamers and kids just an inch from the B team. The B team itself is a solidly competitive team, where you'd better be serious because there's 2 early morning workouts a week. And on top of the pile is the A team, with the very fastest kids we have. And that's all there is to it, right? But it really isn't that easy. The differences between the skiers themselves, their dedication, their love of the sport, and even the effort they give at practice don't seem to be determined by only their team. In fact, the more I looked into each team and its members, the more variety I found. Basically, the A team has just as many slackers as the E team. So what is the difference between the dedicated?
But I think every day you need to come and you need to give not 100% but 110% to your team because they need it.
11. I work my butt off.
And the ever so slightly less than dedicated.
Well, it's time to slack.
I usually don't go practice at all. I haven't gone for like 2 months.
I look forward to the social part, but not really the exercising part.
I think that the main contrast between each team is their long-term devotion to the sport. You've got to love skiing to want to ski more often, and you've got to ski more often to improve and move up. For me, somebody new to cross-country skiing, it was really cool to hear from people who were really into skiing. Tajere, a skier on the C team, said,
"Oh yeah, I wake up in the morning, I'm just like, oh, I have to go to school, I want to go skiing, and so, of course, throughout the day, I'm just in class, waiting, counting down the minutes until I get to go skis."
Tajere, and others who share her enthusiasm, are the ones who'll be getting the most out of it. This is what Coach Raritan said about his goals for the members of his team.
Get them out there skiing, appreciating skiing, get them comfortable with it so they will go out there for fun, you know, the rest of their lives.
So whether you're headed for the Winter Olympics or you still faceplant every time you go down a hill, the whole point is that you want to come back tomorrow. For At Me, I'm Barbara Knave.